So something that's been kind of perplexing me lately, I was listening to an audiobook. I can't remember which one it was. It might have been a Buddhist monk book. But the concept dawned on me that in Christian culture, in the story of Genesis, that God made everything, and then he made man, you know, and women, you know, but he made people after he kind of made everything. And I think we should ask ourselves this fundamental question about our belief structure, and how we relate to the world is, did God make this world for us, or did God make us for this world? Because I've been talking a lot about my faith with people, and you know, one thing that I think if you ponder on your faith long enough, you have to realize the humility of I'm just a guy, like I'm just a little speck on this planet, on this whole history of humanity. I'm just a little tiny nothing. And that, you know, when we're trying to get into the mind of what God thinks about and what God values, you know, we're really reaching on our toes there. But it is interesting to think about that, you know, God made this beautiful, beautiful world, and then he desired someone to share it with. And so he made a people, you know, a people capable of flaws and capable of disrespecting and choosing our own way, capable of denying God, with freedom of will to choose, to forge a relationship with God. But the focus was still someone to share this world with. And there's so much in this world. There's so much to see and do. So many experiences, so much just to nature in itself, and there's only so much nature you're going to get to see in your lifetime. There's just, I'm looking at a picture right now on my desktop from the background of my computer, and it's just like there's so many places that I'll probably never see, such beauty to behold, such creativity, and such just uniqueness that's out there. I don't know. I just, I'm mesmerized by that right now. I'm just thinking about just the, how much of my, worldview is a little bit twisted by the idea that I think God made all this for me to enjoy versus the idea that God made all this for him to enjoy. And then he made us to have a relationship with someone to enjoy it with. And that's just, it's a small difference, but I think if you let that difference soak in and you acknowledge it, it gives you a little more sense of purpose, and it, I think, should give you a little bit more of a humility and a stewardship about this world. You know, when you have the opportunity to take care of something, to take care of some land, to, you know, to take care of animals, that you are, you're fulfilling something there, something kind of ancient and mystical. And, I don't know, there's just something to that. And I got to thinking about that. And, I do believe that God made us for this world, to enjoy it and to appreciate it for all it is. But he didn't make this world just for us. And that, I'm sure he enjoys it. And I'm sure that, if we had the ability to see it the way he sees it, we'd appreciate it a lot more too. You know, it's all we've ever known. We grew up in this place. This is all this, you know, we don't know a difference. Do we take it for granted? we don't appreciate what we have. But it really is beautiful. And there's something to be said. So anyways, that's all for today. Have a good one. Bye.